This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden in this hour. The people talking about that debate, if that's the right word. I don't know. I don't like that word anyway. It was a presentation in a manner of speaking. A lot of people in senior centers around the country, a lot of people on college campuses around the country, a lot of people drinking in bars.
Yeah, a lot of bars didn't run the football game and ran the debate instead.
Yeah, and there were a lot of people drinking campaign-themed cocktails. As many Americans laughed and cheered, some booed and jeered through the debate last night with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Nice to see you, Donald. Yes, Hillary, nice to see you. And that was the end of that. So I thought I'd nose around a little bit, Victoria, and see what was going on in various places around the country. In Las Vegas, there was a party at the Atria retirement home in Las Vegas. 15 people showed up. Residents pretty much in the first 15, 20 minutes dozed off. here is Joan Molter, who's 81, said, "I don't know if Hillary will be able to shut the big mouth down." She was having the early bird special chicken and crab cakes.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
And this is the first time she's had dinner with her new boyfriend, an 86-year-old guy. Came from Minnesota. Then there's Shirley Ball, who was watching, 89 years old, wrapped up in the debates. In the end, she described herself as a Democrat, but said she'd be voting for Gary Johnson because she can't back Hillary Clinton. "I don't want to waste my vote on either one of them," she said. That was interesting. Okay, so there's the take from Las Vegas. In Raleigh, North Carolina, Meredith College, which is an all-women's campus, there were people in the student union, 75 students, number of faculty, listening to the debate, a lot of people laughing. There were some applause. The party was brought about by the Civil League. They have a group of people on campus that wants to initiate a focus on civil dialogue. So that's why they were jeering, I suppose, for some of the things that were on, because there's some nasty moments, for sure. Lester Holt said how many times, "Let's move on." There's a student named Brianna Harmon who joked that there were some unexpected phrases left out, like the use of "trumped up" that Hillary used, and she used that once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
"Trumped up, trickle down."
Yeah, that was it. Yes. Yeah. Right, yeah. All right, so, Victoria, what did you think?
I couldn't. I went in, I popped in three times on Twitter. It was live streaming, and I just couldn't.
How many people were streaming on Twitter, do you know?
I don't know.
In the hundreds of thousands, probably?
I don't know. I can try to find out, but I'm not sure.
Well, if 245,000 people would stream a football game, wouldn't you think there'd be at least that many people streaming this event? As Richie just said, instead of playing the football game, they played this in a lot of bars. But it's I'm with you. I fell asleep, actually. I had a bad night the night before. I just remember yesterday I didn't feel great because I had something bad to eat, so I went to bed last night. I was in bed at 9, and I watched it, and I felt myself about 9:20 dozing off, and then I thought, nah, I better watch it for a little long. 9:35, lights out.
Yeah, I wish I could have done the same thing.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
I just couldn't hit. I mean, the yelling, it was just so stupid. My cousins in France and my other cousins in Ireland, they hit me up on Twitter, and they were like, "This is a joke. Like, is this seriously what your country is doing right now?
I mean, that's a great...
pathetic.
Yeah, it is pathetic. That's pretty good.
Pathetic.
It's pathetic. I agree with you.
Meanwhile, their president's sleeping with every model that he can find. And
well, that's,
I mean,
that
pretty
mean
much.
That's different.
That's different, yeah.
It's not.
You know, what's interesting is my son was watching, my 12-year-old son was watching the debate with us, and he's like, is this what every debate is like?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, not really.
In Lester Cleveland.
Holt was probably, Lester Holt was just terrible.
I just thought he was adequate, but he wasn't.
Everyone kept saying, you know, if the moderator doesn't have control over their microphones.
So who can have control? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Then what's the point
of it? Just be a switch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Shut him off. Like Richie does me when he doesn't want me to talk.
Absolutely. They should make me the moderator. I know how to do it.
Yeah, there you go. I thought Trump was sophomoric, not sounding intelligent at all. Hillary Clinton sounded old and bitter. I think that's how I would describe a lot of the things that she said, and we didn't learn a thing. I don't think we did. We learn.
She noticed her head kind of bobbling on her shoulders.
Like, I didn't think she looked well, Frank. I didn't think her head
would kind of swivel.
When she walked up to the, if you watch the beginning few moments as she walked up to the podium, I didn't think she was very stable.
Well, she has pneumonia. That doesn't go away overnight. But I mean, we both had that. I was wobbling, too. I mean, and she's got like 40 years on me. So, but the other thing that started trending, it got so stupid that the number one trending thing on Twitter last night for a while was Trump's sniffles.
It was distracting.
It was distracting. Yeah.
Because he talks so fast and doesn't take a breath. When he does, it's this big inhale, and he does it through his nose. You're going to hear it.
Yeah.
He pursed his lips so tight, he's going to need Juvederm in those laugh lines.
So what about the overall feeling on Twitter? I asked people earlier, if you were voting today, who would you vote for? Twitter, @DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. What do you have rendering? Anything on either side there that looks like it's interesting or compelling, Victoria?
It's all the same thing. It really is. People just got people who are really into it, like hardcore Hillary and hardcore Trump fans.
The hardcore,
they stay,
people.
You know, they're going to go through it and they're going
to
say that their side won, and they're
going
to claim that their side won. And then there's all this fact checking stuff. Go to the fact checking site. Go to this. Go to that. WikiLeaks was fact checking last night. I mean, you can even say like, well, this person clearly had all the facts on their side, and then everyone else can say, well, no, my side has all the facts on my side. No one wins. It's pointless.
Here's what I posted last night, Doug. You would appreciate this. I just simply said on Facebook before you post anything, pretend that the person you're talking to is sitting right across from you at the dinner table, and then read your post again before hitting enter, because people are so spineless that they will say anything through the magic of a keyboard and the internet that they wouldn't dare say to a person. And that's one of the problems that Victoria, you're watching Twitter last night, and I understand why you can't take it, because it's just so derogatory
smarmy.
And mean and smarmy, and it's just it's nasty.
People in their comments about the pantsuit, that kind of stuff, and Trump's hair. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I know. Yeah. That's the level we're at, really, America? Really?
Here's this is from a bar in St. Petersburg, a crowd applauding and laughing at the two of them. And here's a fellow named Richard Florence, who is sitting at the bar drinking from a bottle of Bud Light. You can judge according to what he drinks, I guess, what he's like. He said he was voting for the Green Party and wasn't impressed with either candidate. He said, and this may be my take on it. I saw this and I thought, this is worth me reading. To me, this is spiritually gross. And I look at that and I think to myself, it is. Spiritually, in terms of how you look at the universe and how you, the people who think the world is in a bad place, it really isn't. But it is. These sorts of things, if you look at the surface, and that's the problem with how we have run our country and many people run their lives, there's nothing in depth. There's no real thinking. It's all reaction and re-reaction, or action and reaction. But there's no spiritual base. There's no deep thinking. There's nothing that goes below the surface. And that's really why we have the problem. And for me, who wanted to see something really different, and I don't know that I think that Bernie Sanders was any more spiritually based, and his ideas were just off the chart for me, but I think he represented what a lot of us think, and that is we're looking for change, we're thirsting, we're grasping for something that is really different. And it is, what I'm looking for is, yeah, people who will change basic thinking, or at least bring some different ideas to the table that have something other than a basis in fact that is good for this group or that group based on how much money they gave your campaign, or, you know, based on the political gains you can make at this moment. There's no deep thinking about the future, about what we have to do that will protect and serve our heritage in 100 years or 1,000 years from now. I don't see, and this may be it is what I'm thinking. I don't see this. I don't see us as a race as surviving 1,000 years at this rate. You can't, with the number of people and the problems. It's not
positive sustainable. Outlook on things.
Well, but I think that the positive attitude is to sort of change people's mind them up and bring them around to looking at what the alternatives are. The alternatives we have allowed ourselves to go.
Why would you let these people control your life to that extent?
They don't control my life. That's the whole thing. I don't give a damn.
Right.
Because I live my life around what they do. But a lot of people do depend on their... People come to me for money to support their programs, and I don't want to support them. Donald, that was the only thing last night I saw Donald Trump that I really agree with. He says, I'm smart, when Hillary says you don't pay any taxes. Food for thought, 18 after the hour.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Pete, no. attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Music in the focus at this point in every hour. It's 23, almost 24 after the hour. TJB focusing on Olivia Newton-John. She has told of how she is still puzzled about the fate of her former partner who disappeared 10 years ago. She was asked by an interviewer about how she coped with his mysterious disappearance. She said, yeah, it's hard. Lost at sea, nobody really knows what happened to him. It's human to wonder, but you know, those are the things in life that you have to accept and let go. Story of McDermott going fishing off a fishing boat in California in 2005. Supposedly a number of sightings of a man people believe to be the former boyfriend. There are people saying that he's leading a life of seclusion. She
this
said
is such a weird story.
It's 60 Minutes. She wrapped her head around what happened. She said, quote, because whenever you go through difficult times, there's always a concern. But you know, I live on. And of course, questions come up. That's only human. How is this different depending on what you really mean? I don't know anything about her other than I like her music, and she had breast cancer and talked a lot about that and seemed to have done okay.
She seems like a very sweet soul, and yeah, for something weird like this to happen to her, it's very odd.
Yeah.
So, well, apparently people, I remember a few months ago when there were all these sightings of this guy, he was down in Cabo, and he was working on a yacht, and people, as like a deckhand, and people knew who this guy was, and someone in one of the local ports that the boat was in for a while, they said, yeah, we know it's the guy, but he's just been down here for a while, and he's keeping his head down, and he's living his life. And apparently he has a very large tax bill, which is why he's not returning to the United States.
Well, yeah.
Donald Trump can get him to come back.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pay his taxes. One of the things that you understand that people who are visible, we all have strange people. I've just been through a 2.5 week situation with somebody who rented my stable on the farm, and it's been very enlightening to look at people in the way that, I mean, none of us are normal, and everybody has different levels of non-normalcy. Sometimes there's a level there, and you just have to kind of, okay, all right, I'm not going to get all upset about this. I was upset, and then I thought, nah, I was moving on. That's all. You taught yourself a lesson, or somebody taught you a lesson. That's what it's, all these experiences are lessons in life. And so there's, I think there's been too much made of this, frankly. There's not any different than somebody getting divorced or somebody dying. Okay, so keep going. Move on. I just, you know,
you just have answers
she,
then.
She married somebody else in 2008, yeah. So she did move on. But yeah. I think the reason that this was so public, well, because she had to launch a manhunt. I think she spent a lot of money trying to find him, and they sent boats out for him. I think that's why it made such a big deal.
All right, next up, Kenny Rogers in the musical Focus. Kenny says, I've had it. I'm all done with touring. As a matter of fact, I'm all done with music. His last album was You Can't Make Old Friends. Came out in 2013 it came out. Says, I don't have any more plans to record. I've done everything I set out to do. Every goal I've set, I've done. There's a point where you have to say, I've had my turn, let somebody else have it. And that's kind of where I am. It's not like I dislike music. It's just that I can't keep doing this and do what I want to do. He's 78 years old. He's booked until April 8th next year, I think, and that was that he's done. I went to see him last Christmas and didn't think he was good at all. I thought it was time for him. I think I said on the air,
oh, really?
Kenny Rogers to retire. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, it is time for him. It's like some of the other folks that decided it's time for Felix Cavalieri of the Young Rascals to retire. All these guys, you know, at some point you got to pull the plug in for those guys.
The Rolling Stones will keep on going.
Of course they will. 28 past the hour.
Sweep the garden. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there lived a great Zen master who said, in Zen, there are just two things to do. Meditate and sweep the garden. And it doesn't matter how big the garden is. I like that idea. Look, meditation is an exercise for the brain. It's something I advocate you doing in whatever capacity works best for you. And sweeping the garden of the world? Well, I think there's a lot for all of us to do. But if we can work together, we'll likely get it done much more efficiently. But at the end of the day, you can only control yourself. So sweep the garden all around you. Sweep as much as you can. Do what you have to do. Because you are responsible for your actions alone. And there's a lot of sweeping you can do. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Maker 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options while availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here we are at 34 after the hour. Doug with Victoria and Rich on the air. Twitter at DJ B Show. Facebook at DJ B Show. Comments about last night. I feel that there is a lack of competency when it comes to both of them in terms of leadership skills and their responsibility quotient. What does that say about you? What's the old expression? You get the leadership you deserve. And you look around the world and we have bad leadership and this isn't going to make it any better, whoever gets elected here. And maybe I'm being critical and shouldn't be. My mindset is that we think in positive terms. So when I look at the two of them, okay, how do I come out of that with something that's positive? What I think of is that still the average American that makes up our country got a lot of starch, even though there are a lot of people who are troubled. I got a kick out of reading about the election discussion in Centennial, Colorado, where people were in a basement to this guy's house. And one of the people that owns the house said, I think this debate was more about entertainment than about issues. I didn't find it very entertaining, frankly.
Me neither.
There was somebody in attendance there who was a political organizer who backed Clinton, said she was disappointed that both candidates responded to a question on race relations by referring to crime. But that's where they go. Because that's the negative side of it, which scares people, which brings them around to, okay, I'm voting for this person because I'm afraid of. That's the thing. It's all fear-based thinking, and that never gets you anywhere.
It's very true, yeah.
Where our, let's see, affiliate in Des Moines got this information from somebody there about Drake University. There were Democrats and Republicans. They got together to watch, apparently, the debate, and then a live poll. They had there in the audience were being asked to respond to things going on in the debate. At the start, organizers asked students to go to a special website to answer questions. They're refreshed about every 10 minutes. There were about 70 students responding to each question. Let's see, the question for this poll ranged from whether students plan to vote for whichever candidate. What do they have to lose? Students got real-time results while they were watching. So that I think that's creative. That's clever. Good for you in Des Moines. Good. And then, again, the story about the sports bars and the various people that have been here. I was interested in Detroit, where students at Wayne State University. Detroit became a real focal point last night of the conversation, especially with Trump talking about all of the jobs going to Mexico. So there were students that were offered extra credit to watch the debate. I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
Instructors said, go watch the debate, and then we'll talk about it in class tomorrow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Were they on their A game, their B game, their C game? How would you describe their game, Victoria?
Honestly, I was just so exhausted from the whole thing. I don't even know. I don't have a real answer, because I could say, well, I thought Hillary was better, but you know, she had moments that I thought she was better. There were moments where I thought Trump was better, and then he would say something that would set him back. He would take one step forward and then like three steps back.
How do we balance this out? How do we heal ourselves? I think that's the question. You learned a lot, maybe, about strategies and strategies not to take by watching them last night. But does this speak about the mental and emotional and spiritual health of our country, that these two people are there? That's
just
kind of
felt like, it just felt like a reality show. It felt like I felt the way that I do when I watch The Housewives. And when The Housewives get into an argument, you feel like you're there because you're invested in it in a sense. But then when the show is over, you can, you know, your blood pressure goes back to normal and you realize, well, that's not real life.
You know what I find?
I wish that I could have that moment last night.
What I find distressing is that people try to change other people's minds and ideas. You've got yours, stick to it. And stand up for the person or whatever the issue is. You stand up for it and don't waver. But don't try to change other people's minds. Just hold on to it for yourself. You know where you are. If you're comfortable there, stay there. But don't waste your time trying to change other people's minds.
If you could get a time machine and go all the way back through the history of mankind and tell people, hey, you know what? Just stay in your lane. We wouldn't have had the holy wars, the Catholics trying to proselytize. I mean, that's just human nature. Do as I say. I mean, that's human nature. I wish you could solve that problem and fix it for us. I really do.
All right, let's have some good news. The story of a father in this back-to-school season, Bob Cornelius, and the story of his son, Christopher. Bob's son, Christopher, is 11 years old, and unfortunately he has autism, autistic son, and this could be heartbreaking for parents. So when the father visited his son's school on back-to-school night, Bob snapped a photo of his son's project on the wall, which was a questionnaire. Wasn't until later that Bob noticed Christopher's answer next to the question, who are your friends? The boy simply wrote, no one. beside himself with grief, the father turned to Facebook with a plea, hoping to make some sort of a change in his son's school environment. Quote, "The only solution I can come up with is to share this with those of you who are reading it and ask that you have a conversation with your children. Please tell them that children with special needs understand far more than we give them credit for. They notice when others exclude them. They notice when they're teased behind their back. But mostly they're very much in tune when they're treated differently from everybody else. Trust me when I tell you this, it hurts them, even if it's not obvious to you and to me." Father also pointed out the recent story of a Florida State football player who sat down at the lunch table with an autistic boy. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a great story. Yeah.
Bob said that player didn't know the boy was on the autistic spectrum when he sat down with him. He just saw a boy eating lunch by himself and decided to join him. Remember the picture, the teacher had taken the picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, and it went viral. Made a
that
great story.
Yeah. Yep.
Wasn't staged. It was just about human kindness. A real moment. Bob said, although that story had a good ending, he wondered where were those children before the star player sat down with that boy. He said if that player hadn't made the press because of his kindness, that poor boy would still be sitting all by himself with no friends. And that's the situation with his son Christopher. He admits that he doesn't have an answer, but the parents teaching their children empathy is a first step. We are very unempathetic in this country, brought about by the devices, by all of us spending too much time. And then there's the caricature of children who are different. I will tell you, I know exactly where they're all coming from because I was that boy. I wasn't autistic. I was just different. I was different because my interests were cows in a town where everybody played football and basketball and had the normal pursuits. There were people didn't understand where I came from, where I lived, that part of town. Nobody, there were no friends. I didn't have no friends because it was all just farms. And the kids that did live in the better homes in the neighborhood all went to private school. So I really grew up with no friends. I had the cows. And so I understand exactly what this fellow is talking about, have great empathy for him and for people. Maybe that's why I gravitated to animals, because they are such great friends.
They are, yeah.
They really
and
are.
Animals just, oh, yeah, animals are just amazing with their ability to heal a human. It's really incredible.
What I was thinking about when I first saw this was a thought that I've had often. Matter of fact, yesterday I was looking, because I'm a town meeting member, at the school budget for my town and how much money is spent on special needs. We spend $30 million a year in the school budget here. It's almost 25% to help students with special needs. And we sort of throw things at them, but do we really get to this sort of thing? This sort of thing this guy's talking about is the most important thing you can do for someone who feels alone.
Yeah.
And they do get it, even if they may be mentally or spiritually or emotionally not as well developed as the quote-unquote average person, it still is something that that is more and more a factor. That's the point I'm making with the money that's being spent. There's more and more people going through all of this stuff all the time. There's just so many people who are odd, if you want to use that term. Different.
Or atypical, yeah.
Atypical, yeah.
Obviously, being on the autistic spectrum, that is something that is, the numbers are just massive compared to what they were when I was a kid.
Oh, huge!
And
right.
And it's only increasing.
Yeah.
A friend of mine is a teacher, and she said this is a discussion that they have within the faculty all the time. She said it's, I think there was some crazy projection, like when I was a kid, it used to be like 1 in 100 or something, and now it's down to like 1 in 12. Are somewhere on the spectrum.
Somebody's got a special needs. Somebody's got a problem.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, even though when I was in grammar school, there were kids who were new or kids who were different or kids who transferred in the mid-year, and it's hard to make friends when you're new halfway through the year.
Yeah.
And I remember my parents sitting us down if we made a comment about, oh, well, that kid's weird. And I remember my parents sitting us down saying, well, why do you think he or she is weird? And talking about empathy and teaching empathy.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, Rich, you have kids and I don't have kids, but is that something that parents are doing now still, I hope?
They do. I don't really need to talk about empathy because my kids are very empathetic. I got a very nice note from the teacher last week from my daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, saying that without any provocation, she's been helping a Korean kid who speaks no English, who sits next to her, translate. So when you know, the teacher goes through instructions, she shows the kid, okay, your pencil, your eraser, your calculator, your whatever it is, the tool that he needs, and she gives it to him and she shows him what she's talking about. So she sent a nice note home just saying, listen, I just wanted to tell you that Juliana has been very kind and I knew that you would be proud. And the other thing, if there is an upside to the rates of these autism cases going up, is that in our neighborhood, two houses away and one house away, we have kids that are special needs, and my kids play with them all the time. So it's no big deal. They are used to it.
Which is great, yeah.
Yeah, they're used to it. So when they see it, they don't act any different. So hopefully the upside of all this is that people do treat them more normal, and they're not as ostracized as they may have been in the past.
All right, 47 past the hour. Conversation continues here.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows nothing beats the versatility of a 90s era hatchback. You want trunk space? The whole thing is trunk space, giving you the ability to haul canoe-sized payloads with little more than a trusty old bungee cord holding down the hatch. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your small utility vehicle running longer, stronger. Because it's not quirky, it's ahead of its time. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
The sooner you find out if you're pregnant, the more time you have to prep for the big day, which in the U.S. most commonly occurs in September. First Response Pregnancy Pro is the only Bluetooth-enabled pregnancy test that connects to a mobile app to deliver a unique experience. Spokesperson and OBGYN Mary Jane Minkin says,
Bluetooth-enabled Pregnancy Pro connects to the First Response app to support a woman throughout her pregnancy journey. First Response Pregnancy Pro can let you know 6 days sooner than your missed period and with over 99% accuracy from the day of your expected period.
More at firstresponse.com. 72% of parents say they fight with kids over toothbrushing. Here's Raina Saitel.
In my survival toolkit, Gum Brand Crayola and Power Ranger toothbrushes, toothpaste, and flossers make brushing fun and are kid-approved.
School playgrounds churn out aches, bumps, and bruises.
Arnicare Gel is my survival staple. You just rub it on. It's homeopathic, no grease, no smell.
And for household supplies?
Sign up for Amazon Prime, $99 per year, and with their Prime Pantry, buy just 5 featured items, and the whole box ships free.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amounts. Subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid for it. Must choose from 40 carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1 through 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carry over to cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus with a new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing, taxes, due to set. Early termination of installment free service results.
It's 10 minutes for the hour with DJV on the radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now, there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
Tech Talk Time, 53 after the hour with DJV. Registering to vote on Snapchat, something that people are talking about, some technology that will make it easier for you to vote. Let's hope that you're going to. And then the story of the iPhone hack. There's a new iPhone hack that will make things go a little faster for you. That information will slide into in just a moment here on Tech Talk.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I thought it was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that would be Victoria and Rich, and those of you who are listening, looking at there's a scale of satisfaction with people, and with all the attention given to the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, the recall because it blows up, I just looked at the stock positions on these two companies, Apple and Samsung. Samsung is still very, very strong of all the other things they produce, laptops, Chromebooks, monitors.
Your phones are only like 2% of their total business.
Yeah. Samsung is a great company. I've had Samsung TVs.
Yeah, they're coming on very strong.
Blu-ray players.
Yeah, washers and dryers.
Company.
I mean, everything. They bulldozers.
Yeah. All right.
Do they really?
Let's get registered to vote. You can do that on Snapchat. You want to explain, Victoria?
Yes. Today is National Register to Vote Day. And so Snapchat has partnered with several different charities who are trying to, like, rock the vote and things like that. They're trying to reach the younger millennials. And by making it as easy as possible, you can register. It takes less than a minute. Go on Snapchat today, and if you're not registered to vote and you're 18 and you're eligible, it will actually check your eligibility for you right through the app. And if you have to mail things in, you fill out the form, and then it will send you all the forms that you need to sign and then mail in. It could not be any easier to register to vote today. This campaign on Snapchat runs through October 7th, which they say is enough time to get you registered in order for the general election. So this is a really, really great way. A lot of people try to reach young millennials. Snapchat, this is definitely the way to go.
All right, now there's a shortcut to making things, the apps and all the other things, load. I had my computers changed to yesterday. The computer guy was here for hours and hours and hours. I have new monitors. I've got a new computer.
What a miracle. We've been on here for a couple of hours and I haven't heard you complain about anything.
It must be
working well.
I spent the afternoon complaining. The guy had to come back because there were things that didn't get put in. But now, things are functioning pretty well. So I thought it was interesting that there is a new hack in town, and you explained to me what a hack was. You want to explain this, Victoria?
Yeah, a hack, basically, you probably hear that term a lot now. It basically just means a shortcut, or it's a trick. When you hear people say, oh, this is the best life hack, it's essentially something that's really easy and simple, and it's going to make your life a lot better. So this is a new iPhone hack that hit the Internet yesterday. There was a tech writer who discovered this, and it helps make your iPhone run a lot faster. It clears the RAM, which is the random access memory on your phone. All you do, this takes 2 seconds, all you do is you hold your power button down until on your iPhone screen it appears slide to power off. Instead of powering off, you then hold the home button down for about 5 seconds until your home screen reappears. You will notice a massive difference in how much faster your iPhone operates.
I did this
last night, and then had my boyfriend do it too, and it was a noticeable difference.
So this is on the iOS 10 update.
Yes.
So I can do it on my iPhone 6 as you did.
Yes, exactly. Okay. As long as you have iOS 10, which is the newest software update, as long as you have that, there's finally a function that allows you to clear your RAM. Now, if you're a PC user, you'll understand this in the terms of this is like defragging your computer. When you run long diagnostics and your computer, and you get what that is, Doug, right? I mean, sure, you've had to do that.
Yeah. I'd do it yesterday.
Mentally, physically.
exactly. By the way, Samsung says they've gotten 2/3 of all the Note 7s back already, which I think is pretty fabulous.
That means there's 1/3 of idiots still out there.
Yeah. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.